Welcome back to Between the Bar Lines. I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Barry. I'm very excited about today's episode because we will be learning about two of my favorite 19th century German composers. These two women are Clara Schumann and Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel. Clara Schumann was born in Leipzig, Germany in 1819 and was the daughter of the great piano teacher Friedrich Wieck. Since she was the daughter of this great piano teacher, you can probably imagine that she was trained quite rigorously from a young age. And in fact, she made her first concert debut at just 9 years old. And this is just one way how she became one of the century's most celebrated pianists. But she was more than a performer. She was also a composer. And among her major compositions are the Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 7. And this was written when she was only 14. She actually premiered this herself under the baton of Felix Mendelssohn. So this is a really cool connection between Schumann's and also the Mendelssohn's. So I thought that this would be a great thing to talk about, both of these women in this same episode. Her three romances for violin and piano, Opus 22, are these miniature pieces that are filled with warmth and melancholy. And I actually played these at Eastman in my master's degree with a cello, and they were equally as beautiful. So these are some pieces that you can play with violin. I've heard them done on viola. I've also heard them done on saxophone, all with piano, and they are just great. Her piano trio in G minor, Opus 17, is often cited as her masterwork. This is a big chamber work nowadays, and there are many recordings of it. And by the way, if you forget, I am going to link all of the aforementioned pieces in the episode notes so that you can hear these pieces, okay? And her Lieder, especially the Sechslieder, Opus 13, which include songs like Liebst du um Schönheit and Er ist gekommen, they just display her intuitive gift for setting poetry to music. Another piece of music that I also enjoy and enjoy to play is her piano sonata in G minor, which is in 4 movements. Now, just a little ways away in Berlin, another musical prodigy was growing up around the same time, and her name was Fanny Mendelssohn, later Fanny Hensel. She was the eldest sister of Felix Mendelssohn, and her talent was recognized quite early. She's actually recognized for performing Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier from memory as a teenager. And that was her claim to fame as a performer. But she also began composing at a crazy fast pace. Now, get this. So both of these women were facing strict limitations. But despite that, Fanny Mendelssohn composed over 460 works. Crazy. So even though they both faced limitations being women at this time composing and performing, Fanny faced even stricter limitations. Her family was supportive, but they believed that public careers were improper for women of their class. So there's a interesting quote from her father who wrote to her that says, "Music will perhaps become Felix's profession, but for you, it can and must only be an ornament." I can't imagine anybody saying that to me. That is just so heartbreaking. But despite all of that, as I said, she composed over 460 works. And this is including more than 250 Lieder. So she has so many different Lieder. I'm going to put some in the episode notes. It'll probably be a collection of works, but I could go on and on and on and on about all of her Lieder. She also has this amazing piano cycle, which, if I'm remembering correctly, was only really discovered within the last 50 years. But it's called Das Jahr, meaning the year, and it's this 12-movement suite inspired by the months of the year. And I just learned this the other day from a website called Hensel Publishing, where most of her music is published and available for perusal and purchase, that there are actually two versions of this big cycle. There's one from 1841, which is what most recordings of Dasyar are that you hear. And then there's one from 1842, just 1 year later. And the only difference between these two versions is that the later version has some abridged versions of the pieces. And it's only about 45 minutes as compared to probably an hour. She also wrote some choral and orchestral works, including the overture in C major. And this was one of the few orchestral works written by a woman in this era specifically. She also has a few chamber pieces that people play nowadays, like her piano trio in D minor. Now, interestingly enough, many of her works were initially published under Felix's name. And that's probably because of the family thing, but also because of the times that they were in. So, unfortunately, she died at a young age, so she really couldn't live her life to an older age to maybe see some more progressivism in women being in music. But she died at the age of 41, and it was only just a few months before her brother, which is also very interesting. But her output is still a legacy that is enduring a lot of performance today. Clara Schumann and Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel were contemporaries who lived in a world that often dismissed women's creative voices, yet both carved out spaces for themselves through sheer talent, discipline, and passion. And that is a true testament to strong women in music. In our next episode, we will be talking about another composer, one who really just composed works for the piano, and that is Friedrich Chopin. Join me next time on Between the Bar Lines.